2016 is on track to be the warmest year ever, according to an announcement this week by the World Meteorological Organization. If current trends continue, it would be the third straight year of record-breaking heat. That trend has been particularly noticeable in Alaska, where two-thirds of major weather stations have logged above normal temperatures every single month of 2016. Brian Bretschneider is a climatologist in Anchorage who closely tracks Alaska climate data and trends. Alaska's Energy Desk is checking in with him regularly as part of the segment Ask a Climatologist. Bretschneider told Energy Desk's Rachel Waldholtz that what we're seeing is unprecedented.
Well, first of all, it's been warm everywhere. I mean, from Barrow down to Juneau, over to Bethel, Fairbanks, everyone's been way above normal. But if you had to pick out one spot, it would be the areas that are closest to the Gulf of Alaska and the Bering Sea. So those are areas that have been far above normal. For example, Homer has been, you know, more than 1.5 standard deviations above normal every month of 2016. There's only, I think, 6 stations globally that can say that. Places like Dutch Harbor have been above normal for over 3 consecutive years, every single month. Cold Bay, St. Paul, very, very similar. Fairbanks, or Anchorage, over 12 consecutive months. But so the farther you get to the Gulf of Alaska, the Bering Sea, the more dramatic the warmth has been.
And what is causing this sort of relentless warm temperatures?
Well, you got a couple of things going on. One is globally, temperatures have been increasing for a number of decades. So we're starting with this higher baseline. And then we're coming off a near record El Nino, which really kind of supercharged the atmosphere, added a lot of warmth from the oceans into the atmosphere. So that really kind of enhanced things. Although now we're in a La Nina, officially declared a few days ago, and we're still, you know, experiencing this unrelenting heat.
You know, I think the question for a lot of people is this the new normal? Is this what climate projections say we should be seeing right now, you know, with global warming, or is this a blip?
Probably some of both. There were really no long-term global climate models that said, hey, this was going to be happening this quick. But this was more of a 30, 40, 50 years down the line. That being said, these kind of warm episodes are going to be more likely with the increase in the baseline temperatures globally.
Brian Bretschneider is a climatologist who lives in Anchorage. He spoke with Rachel Waldholtz from Alaska's Energy Desk. Do you have a climate question for Brian? Email akenergydesk@alaskapublic.org.